Here on StormLakeRadio.com, Ryan Thompson talking marathon to marathon. It's coming up in just a matter of days as we record this on Wednesday, June 3rd, with race director and Hall of Fame track coach Al Pierce. Al, this was, of course, started by Leroy and Lois Lind, and you've been involved with it the whole time. And how about it? This is marking now 20 years for this event.
Yep. I would never would have believed it 20 years ago when we were riding the bike down to Storm Lake two or three times to certify the course that it would happen, but it did. And so I guess we're at it for the 20th year, so pretty happy to be doing this right now. And it's kind of a neat little thing for both Storm Lake and for Marathon and for the kind of the farmers and stuff along the route and stuff. And it's just, it's a neat venue that we have right now going on.
It's been quite the happening. So let's mention four races in all, and also something for the youngsters.
Yeah, we have a little trot up there at Marathon. We kind of wait till things get kind of out of the way. The 5K people get in, and then between the 5K and the half marathon people coming in, we take the kids, and we usually get about 20, 25 kids who will run a two-block little race down to the finish line, and we give them treats and little medals and stuff when they get done, and it's kind of a neat thing. A lot of grandpas and grandmas and uncles and aunts and moms and dads obviously come out and watch the kids run while they're waiting for the half marathoners and the marathoners to finish their race.
So there's the marathon, half marathon, marathon relay, also 5K run walk, and the marathon and half marathon, by the way, are USA Track and Field certified and sanctioned, so times for that can be used to qualify for the Boston Marathon. And there are nine age groups for medals for each race, right?
Yep. We give out a lot of medals to the age groups and stuff, and we get a wide variety of people running it. Not so much the full marathon, because it's more of an older group of people. I mean, there are a few younger ones, obviously, that run ours, but the other races have a wide variety of age groups in them. The 5K does, obviously. Even the half marathon has some pretty young runners getting that. We've had some high school kids. I know last year a couple of girls that just graduated from high school over at Humboldt were some of the top runners that we had in the race. And so it's kind of fun to watch the wide variety of people, the age groups, where they're from, compete in this event.
And there's T-shirts included, also a meal, too?
Yep. We have a breakfast and a dinner meal up there at the Town of Marathon for the people that are coming in there and stuff. And then chances of the night before. We used to do a spaghetti feed at the high school, but with the high school under construction right now, we just kind of farm that out and just kind of guide the people downtown to the local restaurants and stuff and tell them which ones are having specials for the runners and so forth in Storm Lake. And then when they get done up there, we've got a first aid area for the people when they get done, so they can go get some bananas and apples and oranges and Gatorades and water and stuff and soak their feet and kind of kick back after they've made their run. And then they go up to the community center, and we've got the Davis Band, who's kind of a famous little band that plays out of Spencer. And they'll be set up from 11 to 1, playing some music for people, so they just sit back and have a nice lunch and wait for the award ceremony or wait for a bus back to Storm Lake and listen to the Davis family play.
So you mentioned all the different age groups that take part, and people come from all over to participate in the marathon to marathon. So if there's someone out there that keeps in relatively good shape, but maybe hasn't run a marathon before, but maybe runs in general, is this really open to anyone and everyone then?
Yeah, we welcome anybody to walk in. Our numbers right now are down, but I mean, I think they're going to climb real fast. I talked to the gal that takes care of that, and in 2 days we jumped 70 runners and so forth. So the numbers are climbing. We generally have between 450 and 500 total runners that finish our race and stuff. We'll have over 500 most years sign up, but sometimes they don't show up because of weather or just things happen and so forth. But it's going to happen real soon.
So for more information, sign up costs, where to sign up and so forth, what information can you give?
Well, the www.getmeregistered.com is our online registration, and that closes down in a few days. I'm thinking by next Monday, you need to have it registered or else it won't come through, and then you'll have to register on site. And you can walk in and register Friday at Packet Pickup, and we're having that this year at the Prairie Lakes Area Educational Agency, the AEA office, on 824 Flint Drive in Storm Lake because of the school being under construction and so forth. And then also Saturday, it's the same thing. If they come in, they'll have to go to the Prairie Lakes Area Educational Agency to pick up their packets if they haven't done so already. We'll open up at 4:30 a.m. Saturday morning. At 5:30 to 8 o'clock on Friday is when we have the race packets may picked up, and you can also register at that time for the race. And we're using chip timing this year, something we've never done before. We used to have CMAC service do our event, and they're a very good group out of Des Moines that they do the Dam to Dam and the Des Moines Marathon and so forth. But Cal Murdoch, who's the head of that, is cutting back on doing that. So we've got a group out of Arizona that's going to come by and do it. And we're going to use chips this year, which will be something new for the runners, and won't be any real stopwatches running. They'll be all based on the chip timing that the runners will be carrying on their race number or race bib.
All right. So getmeregistered.com, and also check out the website marathon2marathon.com. That's the number 2 marathon. Marathon to Marathon will happen on Saturday, June 13th, joined by race director Al Pierce. Marathon to Marathon, 20 years in the making. Al, thanks a lot for the time, and best of luck with the event again this year.
You bet. We appreciate the help you guys give us getting our word out about what's going on, and it should be a fun venue again for us to host.